This is the Social Geek Radio Network.
Hi, this is Marcy Kleinsasser with Home Franchise Concepts, and this is the Franchise News Podcast.
Thanks, Marcy. It's Wednesday, December 20th. I'm Jack Munson, and I read the news so you don't have to. One last time for 2023. Wendy's is expanding its test of an AI-powered chatbot that takes orders at the drive-thru. Franchisees will get the chance to test the product in 2024. The system uses generative AI to create responses and adapt to customers in real time. In one location, service times were 22 seconds faster than the average. The company said the software could take 86% of orders without intervention from restaurant staff. Wendy's Chief Information Officer Kevin Visconti said the AI technology is now in 4 Columbus locations and will launch in a 5th location this week, followed by another test market in Florida. Visconti said, "There's no pause when you pull up to the speaker box. The AI agent is on. It's not on break." And that helps in terms of making the order cycle faster for the consumer. Hooters raised $786,000 in support of National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, with the support of its restaurants and guests during the annual Give a Hoot fundraising campaign. This year, more than 297,000 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in the U.S., and 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with the disease at some point in their lifetime. Inspired by Hooters' very own Kelly Jo Dowd, who lost her battle with breast cancer in 2007, Hooters has now raised $9.4 million over the years to support breast cancer research. Bruce Scala, Hooters' chief marketing officer, said, "Our commitment to the fight against cancer goes beyond our restaurant walls, and we are proud to have our customers stand with us in creating meaningful change." Culver's Thank You Farmers Project celebrated its 10th year by reaching a major milestone, $5 million in total funds raised, to support the mission of advocating for the positive impact agriculture has on the world. This includes a single-year record of $1 million raised just this year. Through the Thank You Farmers Project, Culver's support agriculture's role in creating climate-smart initiatives and funds agricultural education programs in collaboration with the National FFA organization. Allison Demmer, Culver's marketing and public relations manager, said, "Every time our guests choose Culver's, they're supporting the agriculture we all rely on. We look forward to accomplishing even more with their help in the next decade and beyond." The International Franchise Association announced it will award honors to 5 individuals at the 64th annual IFA Annual Convention in Phoenix. The 2023 IFA Major Award winners will be Hall of Fame Award, Catherine Monson of Propelled Brands; Ronald E. Harrison Award going to Paul Pickett of Wild Birds Unlimited; the Bonnie Levine Award goes to Tamara Kennedy of Taco John's; the William Rosenberg Foundation Leadership Award will go to Tony Vail of Clear Summit Group; and Entrepreneurs of the Year will go to Nick Friedman and Omar Solomon of College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. Congratulations to all, and we'll see you in Phoenix in February. More People News is next. This is the Franchise News Podcast, brought to you today by Text Request. Are you answering your phone anymore? No one is answering their phone anymore. Text Request lets you text from your franchise's phone number and from your computer so you can actually get a response. Whether you've got one location or many, you're a franchisee or franchisor, you can use Text Request to generate more leads, increase sales, earn online reviews, and so much more, all through text. Visit textrequest.com to see a demo, or text or call right now 423-218-0111 to find out how you can grow your franchise through text messaging. In People News, at The Joint Chiropractic, Eric Simon is promoted to Senior VP of Sales and Development. Jake Dunn is now Director of Franchise Development at Retro Fitness. Smokey Bones welcomes Christina Engel as Senior Manager of People and Culture. Eric Redden joins RGX Rim Repair as VP of Franchising. Penn Station East Coast Subs announced Jay Farmer is the new Director of Marketing. Cartridge World has named Grant Gooley in the role of Chief Marketing Officer. Wingstop welcomes Chris Fallon as its new Senior VP and Chief Information Officer. Summer Webb is now CFO at Authority Brands. More changes at TGI Fridays. Ray Risley is now the new U.S. President and Chief Operating Officer. And Nick Rupp is now the President of International Markets and Chief Financial Officer. And Benetrends welcomes copywriter Shelby Mosera. Congratulations to all, and go get 'em. In events news, the Selling Franchises Summit is happening in West Palm Beach, Florida, January 18th and 19th. If you can attend, don't miss the AI for Fran Dev session that I'm moderating along with Tim Tang of Hughes, Patty Rother of Stay in Your Lane, and more. The IFA Annual Convention, as mentioned earlier, is happening in Phoenix this year, February 17th through the 20th, with the annual Leadership Conference on the 17th. Sign up early for the ALC. Seats are extremely limited. The Multi-Unit Franchising Conference from Franchise Update Media is in Las Vegas again, March 19th through the 22nd. And Franchise Expo West from MFE Expositions and the IFA is back in Los Angeles this year, April 12th and 13th. The Franchise News Podcast will be reporting live from all of these events and more. A final note for 2023. Please join me for a Social Geek New Year's special podcast looking at franchising trends and hot topics for 2024. My rock star panel includes Ali Krause, Derek Abelman, Scott Greenberg, Kristen Pahacek, Kenneth Burke, and our very special guest will be Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Jason will have a preview of the Franchise 500 for 2024. It drops on New Year's morning on Apple, Spotify, and the Social Geek Network. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thanks for listening to the Franchise News Podcast on the Social Geek Radio Network.